Hello. Welcome to the Woman Christian CEO Podcast, the inspirational podcast designed for women of faith. Here is your host, Shea Shazinga.
Happy Monday, everyone. This is your girl, Coach Shea Chisinga, and welcome to the Woman Christian CEO Podcast. This is our third show, and today is May the 13th of 2019. I am excited, as always, to come share inspiration, motivation, tools, and resources that will help you move your business forward, and not just your business, also your life. Today, we have a great discussion. And we're going to be talking about money. Oh, yes. Got a great conversation all about money. And sometimes as Christian CEO, we shy away from this. But we're not going to shy away from it today. I got some great stories to tell you. And not just the stories, but also real implementation things that you can do to get you where you desire to be. But before we do that, I want to make sure you subscribe to our show. Just make sure you hit the subscribe button so you can get the notifications when we upload our new podcast weekly. Not only that, I'm giving away a free gift for you today. This free gift is called the Coaching Starter Kit. Even if you're not a coach, it's still a great tool if you are a coach, speaker, author, trainer, teacher, any service-based type business, or any type of business. This Coaching Starter Kit is a great tool of resources, of systems and structure for you to build and help implement to build a profitable business. One of the things I've learned early on as I began to build my business is making sure that I was organized. When I'm serving my clients and I have things in order, it put us in a position of showing up prepared and ready to serve our clients. And so I wanted to give you these same tools away to you so you can also implement as well. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. So today I mentioned that we're going to be talking about money, right? So our topic today is six principles of building a six-figure plus business. Six principles of building a six-figure plus business. And I'm going to take my time and talk about this today. We may go over a little 15 minutes, but I promise you it's going to be power-packed all the way through. The reason why I want to talk about this because it was a part of the journey of me getting to where I am today. And I know that I couldn't be the only one that had this struggle. I remember at least 10 years back when I first started, how I so badly wanted to become a six-figure business earner. And it was such a big buzz in the social media platinum or social media world or platform or the media world that everyone, I mean, pretty much the ones that I watched or that was in my network that I saw was talking about becoming a six-figure. It got so to the point that you almost felt like, or you did feel like that you were inadequate or you felt like you haven't arrived unless you were a six-figure business earner. I even heard someone say that you don't have a real business unless you're making six-figure plus. And so that kind of stuck with me and I did allow that to hinder me. Can I be really honest with you? I allowed myself to watch and let that be internalized. And because I internalized that, I struggled with the concept of being a six-figure. It kind of led me down a path of trying to make it happen fast, you know, getting off an alignment, not really being in aligned to what I know God has called me to do, jumping from one idea to the next, buying one program after another, signing up for different coaches, expecting them to give me what I need to become a six-figure business earner. The first thing I want to share with you is that you have everything inside of you now to decide that I'm going to be a six-figure earner. I'm going to tell you that you have everything you need right now that's inside of you to produce six-figure and plus. And that is if that's your desire. And so this topic is important because I know there are many women struggle in this area. And I know that I was one of those women that struggle. So the first thing that you want to do and decide about becoming a six-figure earner is that you must believe. You must believe that you can and that you are not lacking anything to become a six-figure business earner. Why I'm sharing this is the struggle I had is that I didn't really believe that I could produce it. I didn't feel that I was worthy, and I didn't feel that I offered the value to bring to build a six-figure business. Now, as a Christian woman, that's why this show, I believe, is important. I want to share something with you. For me, I had to, and still, walk through the process of being healed so I can become a six-figure business earner. Wow, isn't that a powerful statement? Healed is the word. And healed, what I mean by being healed is allowing me to believe that I am worthy, to heal me from my insecurities, to heal me from my lack of confidence of myself, to heal me from my lack of self-esteem in myself, and to not allow others to dictate to me how being a six-figure business earner will make me or break me. That is a healing process that needed to take place for me. And it took me a little bit longer than what people claim to say they can do and happen for you in 30 days, 60 days, or 90 days. So the number one thing is that I had to believe. When I started to believe and allow God to heal me and allow Him to pour into me through the Word of God, through prayer, not just through prayer, but also being a part of a community where I am supported and encouraged and inspired and challenged to be better and not to hide, that's when the belief began to take place. I'm sharing this because there are many of you who desire to have a great profitable business and to live in wealth. And let me share this. God desires that for you as well. He desires for you to be wealthy, to generate wealth for your family and to fulfill the mission that He has for you. So the first thing that you have to decide is to believe. Not only that, you got to stop watching what other people's claim to fame is to be. I'm not saying that everyone is wrong, but you have to define what that is for you and not what others are saying that you need to do in order to do it. Allow yourself to be healed from your insecurities and things that are holding you back, your mindset. Allow yourself to believe that in the Word of God and what it says about you, that you're fearfully and you're wonderfully made. Allow to yourself to believe that He wants you, God desires for you to create wealth. So that's the number one thing, is that you want to believe. Number two, which leads to the process. In order to get to the six figures and plus, begin the process of doing the inner work to getting you there. Allow yourself to do the inner work. Let me share this. If you don't do the inner work now, you're going to get to a certain place in that those inner challenges that you have about yourself, they're going to show up. And you don't want them to show up and you're not in a place to handle the level that God desires you to be on. So allow yourself to do the process, do the inner work, the inner part of you getting there. And that's what happened for me. I began to do the inner work. Let me share you. I didn't enter the inner work willingly. Let me just be clear about that. But I do have a desire, and I love God so much that I was willing to do whatever it takes to please Him. And so as I began to do the inner work, I began to see how becoming a six-figure plus business was more about doing the inner work than about all of the process procedures and all these programs and systems. 80% of becoming a six-figure business is doing the inner work. And let me share this. Doing the inner work, I believe, was not a fast process for me. It was not even a slow process. But what I can confidently say is it's been consistent. I've been able to build this business consistently, even through all of my setback and trouble and challenges, that I was consistently growing because the inner work I was doing, it was pushing me to grow. And sometimes God desires for us to go through the process because, one, you're going to appreciate the journey. You're going to appreciate what you have built. You're going to appreciate the value you have created. You're going to appreciate your experience, because that is what adds more value to you. And that's what people are looking for, the authenticity, and they want real people to share the real truth about getting there where they desire to be. I walk through each part of this business in order to help women such as yourself build profitable business. There was no overnight success. I don't even consider myself at a success level that most people would think that you need to be a success. I have defined it success for myself, and I'm thriving in the area that I am in. And I'm very proud of that. And I wouldn't trade this journey for anything. All right. So number three, you have to be clear about the solution you provide to your ideal client and your community. Now, as you decide, number one, to believe, number two, begin the process of doing the inner work. Number three, in that process, you become more in alignment to what your solution you provide to the marketplace. In that process, you begin to understand who is the community you've been called to serve. In that process, you become clear about the solution, as I mentioned before, about the problem you answer for your community. You really want to be clear about that, because if you're not clear, if you try to jump the process and then try to show up and be the all answer, you're going to try to be the answer for everyone. Then you find yourself all over the place, not clear about your ideal client, not clear about your ideal community. So it's really important. You can't skip the process. When you're going through the process, you become clear about who you are called to serve. When I first started, the very first thing I knew I could do, and the solution God provided for me to help others, was to create streams of income through their talent, experience, and knowledge. So one thing I know to do for sure is help you create streams of income, services, and products based on what you know. That is my expertise, if you will. And so you have to decide, what is that for you? What is the solution that God has given you to help others and those who will invest in that service and what you offer? Number four, you need to decide your business model and implementing systems. I'm going to say that again. Decide on your business model and implementing business systems. Very early on in my business, I decided that my business model was going to be a membership-based model. I decided that my business was going to be a membership-based model. And let me tell you why. I didn't have the capacity or the energy to chase and hustle after clients every month for them to pay or sign up for whatever I was offering. So instead, I created memberships where we included all the things that we teach, learn, and show others to do through a process, and they would pay on a monthly basis. Because of those investment and paying on a monthly basis, I didn't have to go and chase clients. I knew that the income would come every month because we offer that service. So it allowed me to create consistency in the income and building the business. I know that, you know, you could create your packages and things that you offer and you get to lay it out however it works for you. But what I know for sure, for me, membership base was the desire I had to go, or the plan I had to implement, because it kept me from running after clients every month. Now, I want to share this. I still am actively enrolling new clients, even with the membership. But remember, I'm not having to stress or chase, if you will, because I already have money or income coming in through the clients that we're serving now. The next part of this is implementing systems. You got to have systems that help you run your business. Some of you and most of you are probably work a full-time job. And because you're working full-time, you're not able to be at the computer all day. You're not able to run to all these different events. But if you implement systems that works for you, then that will eliminate the stress of trying to run a business, especially while you're working. When you implement your system, so example of systems would be your payroll, not your payroll, I'm sorry, your payment systems, or if you do have a payroll, if you have employees, but definitely your payment system, your marketing system, your systems to continue to serve your client, your customer relationship management systems, all of those things are important in order for you to get to become six-figure in your business. All right. Number five, you must invest in your business. And yes, it will take some of your money. You need to invest in your business. You have to hire a coach, a consultant, attend a training of some sort, invest in a home study program, join a mastermind. You have to do something to get you the resources and tools that you need, because if you don't invest in your own business, you cannot expect a return on your own business. I've seen many people create crowdfundings, and which again, there's nothing wrong with any of that. But listen, you got to put your own skin in the game. People want to see that you put your time in, your money in, your experience in your own business. If you don't do it for yourself, then you cannot expect a return, as I mentioned before. And so one of the things I know I did consistently and still do is invest in my business continually. Investing in my business, meaning that I'm investing in myself. I'm investing in my personal growth. I'm investing in my personal development. And I'm not talking about, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there. I'm talking about significance. And now it gets scary because, you know, some of the numbers could be big and you think like, oh my God, I'm spending all this money. But if the key word is investment, when you invest, you can't expect a return. But if you're not investing, then you don't have a return. What you can end up having is a very expensive hobby in your business. So make sure you are investing, not just investing in your business, but investing in the right things also. Last thing I want to share is number six, is consistency. You cannot stop and start and expect to reach goals. You cannot stop and start and expect to reach goals. You have to be consistent. One of my number one, as people want to find what my secret is, it's not really a secret. It is because of consistency. I have stayed the course, and staying the course for a long time. For the last 10 years, I have not wavered. Yes, I have made mistakes. Yes, I have had setbacks. Yes, I have tried so many different ideas. But one thing I did not do, and that was quit. It was never even up for discussion. It's not even up for to even be talked about, as I said before. It never really even crossed my mind. I've gotten tired and disappointed and discouraged at times, but quitting was never in the path on this journey. If you want to see real results, you have to be consistent. If you want to see real growth, you cannot quit. Now, these are 6 simple business principles of building a 6-figure business. You probably thought I was going to share, you know, you need to build your email list. You need to invest in this $5,000 program. Some of it is important, but these are the principles that would get you started right now. I'm not expecting to go down this perfect path. There's no perfect path to this. You either believe it or you don't. If you don't believe it, these principles won't work. If you do believe it, they will work. I encourage you to listen to this podcast more than once to make sure that you hear what I was sharing that will help you. I'm going to go over them one more time. Number 1 is to believe. Number 2 is to go through the process. Number 3 is to be clear about the solution you provide. Number 4, decide on your business model and implement business systems. Number 5, you must invest in your business. And number 6 is to be consistent. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening into our show today. Make sure that you score us, give us all 5 stars. That would be so awesome. Thank you once again and stay tuned to next week. And remember, have an amazing, blessed week.
Thank you for listening, Lady CEOs. Please share this podcast with your community. Don't forget to receive your free gift, the Coaching Starter Kit.